Let's see, a bondage fantasy that I have. Well, I think I'll start with bondage for a partner, which I've done some bondage, and I'd really like to learn more about rope because the couple of times that I've done some rigging and some ties with rope, I've really totally gotten like high off doing that. This is a really good experience, but I'm still really slow and I have to kind of watch the YouTube video like while I'm doing it, which kind of kills the mood. But I've done a couple of like dragon, I think they're called dragonfly sleeves. Yeah. And, basically, I like to incapacitate my partner. But if we're talking about like full-on bondage fantasy, probably the one I have at the moment would be mummification. I have been more and more intrigued by the thought of if I had access to a full like bodysuit with like lots of buckles all up and down would be kind of the hottest way to do it. But saran wrap or saran wrap and then a layer and then duct tape around. I'd leave the person's mouth and nose undone because I know you can like mess around with that, but I'm too nervous for that. I would get like paranoid that they wouldn't be able to breathe. But aside from the nose and the mouth, and I think I'd leave out the cock and balls for play slash torture. And aside from that, I'd like to bind every inch of someone, which would probably take a long time, which would be kind of fun, I think. The thought of someone being completely incapacitated, and just totally helpless, would be really, really hot. The things that you could do with someone once you have them like that, pretty incredible. So being able to kind of, tease and edge someone while they're bound like that. I'd really enjoy just slapping them around a little, a little CBT. In terms of the mouth being available, well, there's no reason they couldn't use that mouth to service whatever body part of mine or whatever object I happen to want to have serviced. I feel like there's just something really erotic about reducing somebody to basically just their mouth and their cock. And having that person kind of, shutting out all sensation except for those 2 points. I think that would be really, really hot. And then as far as for me, I'm a little pickier. Like, I would never, never be able to be mummified. Like, that would totally make me, I would panic. I would freak out. I'm kind of definitely one of those, doms that, like, what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. but that's not to say that I don't like, bondage. I do. I particularly like, being, I like it when my legs are tied in such a way that they're spread and I'm kind of on display. My partner has managed at times to tie a Hitachi to me and while I'm bound, and that's really, really hot. it's very difficult to do well though, without it sliding around and moving away from where it needs to be. So, But yeah, I kind of like that being helpless and kind of used for pleasure in that way. I also, I have used a St. Andrew's cross before, but I've never been tied to one or bound to one, and I think that would be kind of hot. I'd like to try it. I think. In terms of bondage for a partner too, I'd also really, really like to try some stocks. Ooh. And maybe a cage. It's not really bondage though, that's more like I'm kind of getting away from bondage, I think. But yeah, lately I've been thinking a lot about a cage. I don't know why necessarily, but anyway. Yeah, so this is some of the things that I've thought about. So, yeah. Oh, in terms of bondage too, I like a rope harness. I've worn one before and I really like the way it feels. Wearing it in public underneath clothes is super, super hot. So, there.